Hello everyone, welcome back to the Christian Life Podcast. This is Sunil, you're listening Christian Life Podcast, continuing the series of the model prayer from the book of Matthew chapter 6 verses 5 to 13. Prayer is an intrinsic part of the religion revealed in the passage of scripture. The Old Testament records many instances of faithful men and women humbly beseeching or requesting mercy and aid from God of heaven and earth. Whether it is Daniel beseeching God to forgive Israel for her many sins, or Hannah requesting a son whom she would dedicate to God for his use. A study of the Old Testament prayer reveals a wide range of subjects, attitudes, circumstances, and styles in which God's people have communicated with the Lord of all. In Jesus' time, the act of prayer had devolved mainly into hypocritical public prayers and memorized rote prayers, because Jesus had shown himself to be so different from other teachers of God's way of life. His disciples were understandably confused about how they should pray. In Luke chapter 11 verse 1, when they asked him to teach them how to pray, Jesus responds with what has been called mistakenly the Lord's Prayer. As we are meditating Matthew chapter 6 verses 9 to 13 and Luke chapter 11 verse 2 to 4. The real Lord's Prayer appears in John 17. Jesus does not intend us to recite this prayer mindlessly, but offers an outline for our own far longer, deeper and more personal prayer to the Father in heaven. The question, does Jesus set an example of frequent prayer? As you read Luke chapter 5 verse 16 and Mark chapter 1 verses 35. The Apostle John provides a primary principle of living for those who follow Christ. You see, in 1 John chapter 2 verses 6, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. In terms of prayer, our Savior spoke to his Father often. He would often send his disciples away or go on his own into the wilderness to find a private place to pray. It seems to have been a habit for him to rise early, well before the dawn, to pray. Before significant decisions, he would pray all the night. That's what we see in chapter 6 verse 12. So in Luke chapter 21 verse 36, Jesus instructs his disciples to pray always. Rather, I would say, Jesus encouraged his disciples to pray always. That is, to make it a constant and regular part of our worship of God. Throughout his long conversation with the 12 of his final Passover, knowing he would be separated from them later that night, he counsels them to ask the Father in his name for the things they need. You see in John chapter 14 and 15 and chapter 16, through prayer, they too had direct access to the Father, and he would respond to them in love as he had to Christ himself. As Jesus says in John chapter 16 verse 24, until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Secondly, what additional advice does Jesus give his disciples about prayer? As we read Matthew chapter 6 verses 5 to 8, Jesus' disciples had grew up in Judaism, which was dominated by the time by the Pharisees, pious laymen who observed and taught strict adherence to the law. However, as Jesus pointed out, the Pharisees put their traditions above the law of God. their instructions on prayer then proved to be insincere, as they prayed publicly to receive the approbation of men rather than to honor God. Thus, Jesus instructs his disciples to shun the examples of these hypocrites. He teaches them to find a private place to pray, always, and away from an audience, so that they could have a genuine one-on-one conversation with God. He also tells them to avoid going to the opposite extreme of using vain repetitions, rote prayers repeated endlessly. You see, God is a real person who desires a real relationship with those he calls. We should speak reverently and respectfully to him, certainly, but we should not yammer at him like an unhearing block of wood or stone or metal, as the heathen treats their idols. Thirdly, what broad principle appears in this or in his model prayer? Jesus' simple instruction says, "In this manner, therefore, pray," indicates that he intends the prayer to guide his disciples in their everyday prayers. In fact, the verb pray is present tense, imperative mood in Greek, suggesting habitual performance. It is a kind of outline or model on which they can hang their own words as their circumstances warrant. Generally, the outline provides a primary focal point of prayer. The Father himself, praise and honor of God, begins and ends the prayer, forcing us to acknowledge the eternal God's holiness and power. We should never forget that the one listening our words is the Almighty, ever-living Sovereign of the universe, and that we live and act by His grace. After this, Jesus points to every Christian's goal. What is that goal? The kingdom of God. It is God's goal too, the high and culmination of His purpose for humanity. For millennia, the Father and Son have been working, we see in John chapter 5 verse 17, to bring it to pass. First on earth, during the millennium, the great white throne judgment, then for eternity throughout the universe. It is God's will that we cooperate in making it happen, so we must ensure it is top of mind as we pray. Christ places our personal needs in the middle of the prayer, covering daily needs and forgiveness and help with trials and Satan's oppositions. God knows that we are still fleshly beings who need constant physical and spiritual maintenance for and frequently fail to live up to the God's standard. We can take our needs to Him in prayer to receive the help we need, whether food on the for the table or a respite from the devil's attacks. Jesus never intended His model prayer to cover every situation or problem. For instance, He leaves out praying for the church or the healing of the sick, but it does gives us our priorities, God Himself, His kingdom, and doing His will. If we keep those things in mind, our prayer will grow in spiritual maturity, and our lives will better represent our Savior before the world. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.